Hare Krishna. Welcome to all the devotees to this Shravan Kirtan camp. Yeah, translation's going on in Tamil, in Hindi. Anyone else? What are you translating into? Japanese? You can also translate into Japanese, is it? There's another Hindi translation going on here, so I think we only... Abhi anuvad karte? So only one is needed. Satan Shingha jo vahapa bedra hai baby Hindi anuvad kare. So kali ek anuvad karna ka jarurat hai. Need any other translations? Russian? Telugu? No. Alright, good. Ladies, you can sort out between yourselves. I don't know how, if there's any translation. Yeah, we have devotees here from various places. I think more may be coming, huh? Over the weekend, it's expected. Is it? Krishna Das? After 9 o'clock, many devotees will come. Okay, well, they'll miss the first lecture. And it seems that quite a few of the local Salem devotees are busy with organizational matters. They're around, but they're not here. Is that right? They're probably arranging accommodation, prasadam, all things like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the program? It's after this there's breakfast prasadam. 11 o'clock. In aircord we were doing this immediately from about 10 o'clock. Romapad was doing kirtan, right? Hare Krishna kirtan. That could be done also. But we need someone to do it. Romapad was very good, but he's not here. Is he coming? He would have been here. So maybe. If he tried to get a train reservation, he couldn't get it. Because this season it's very difficult. In and out of Bengal. Because yesterday I think was Durga Puja, wasn't it? It's the busiest time of year. I don't know. Yesterday or the day before. Day after tomorrow is Durga Puja? Yeah, but this time it's very difficult to get any train in and out of Bengal especially. So who's gonna do that? Take the responsibility to lead a kirtan from about 10 o'clock onwards. Any volunteer? Any great kirtan men? No volunteers. Okay, well, I guess we'll have to appoint someone. Madhavananda, can you do that? From 10 o'clock, be here and chant Hare Krishna. With Mudanga and cartels or whatever. Okay. And then gradually other devotees will join. Alright? Yeah, well, I guess you could say welcome to me too. Because I just came also. So, yeah, welcome to all the devotees who have come from where? From various parts of Tamil Nadu and outside, from Chennai. Who came from Chennai? Sri Girihari, obviously. Who else came? Alright. A few from Chennai. Quite a big contingent from Vellore devotees. Raise your hand. No Matajis? No? They're all coming later. They're missing. Then from where? Madurai? Some devotees came from Madurai? More than one, no? Two. Where's the other? taking rest. Going by overnight train, is it? Or bus? From Goa? One. When did you come? Yesterday. Yesterday also, two devotees arrived from Croatia. Divya Prabhanda Prabhu and Goranam, who are anyway Salem devotees, but they've just been away. From Russia, arrived yesterday, Abhay Charna Aravinda, Das, and Bulat. And you came from Mayapur, is it? Balaram Acharya? From Russia, came from Mayapur, actually. Did you come with your better half? With your wife? No. Came without his wife. From Hyderabad? Anyone else? Just only you came from Hyderabad, is it? All right. Any Bangalore? Who else came from Bangalore? Anywhere else? I didn't think of. All right. Okay. It seems to me that probably the congregational devotees appreciate these camps even more than the full-time devotees do, because those who live in the temple, they have a full morning program every morning, and they're able to spend, in general, considerably more time in Shravanam Kirtanam than the congregational. From Sri Lanka. Devotees came from Sri Lanka also. Yeah. Who came from Sri Lanka?
Sri Lanka.
Vasudev Datta also. Semi-Sri Lankan now. Yeah, yeah. Whereas often for the congregational devotees, Shravanam Kirtanam is something that they can fit in whenever they can in the midst of their busy life. Busy means busy in working to make money and looking after the home and family affairs. So, my advice is that everyone should become full-time as soon as possible. Panchas ordvam vanam rajet. Prabhupada often quoted, I don't know where it's from exactly, but he often quoted that after going beyond the age of 50, one should go to the forest, which means not for a picnic, but it means for vanaprastha life. So the idea is that one should, before old age sets in, one should finish, or actually, vanaprastha life means to gradually wind down one's involvement in family affairs and to come to the stage of full-time dedication to spiritual affairs. As this Shravana Kirtan camp is conducted under the guidance and due to the desire of and inspiration of Srila Prabhupada, and is dedicated to him and for his pleasure, we will, the first lecture will be a lecture on Srila Prabhupada's lecture. One of Srila Prabhupada's lectures. It'll be a lecture on one of Srila Prabhupada's lectures. Usually we take a verse from Gita or Bhagavatam and read Prabhupada's translation, Prabhupada's commentary, and then speak on that. That's this general format. But today I'm going to speak on one of, or read maybe all of, or at least a large part of, one of Srila Prabhupada's lectures, which was not given on any specific verse. Understanding that everything Srila Prabhupada says is from Shastra as good as Shastram, maybe even better than Shastra, in as much as we get the clear understanding of Shastra from Srila Prabhupada's words. So I'm going to read from a short arrival address that Prabhupada gave. That means just when he arrived in Los Angeles on June the 20th, 1975. This is among one of the most well-known of Srila Prabhupada's lectures. Shortly previously, just two months previously, Srila Prabhupada had opened the Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan. It was a major milestone and a major victory for Srila Prabhupada and his movement. And at that ceremony there were many devotees from all over the world, principally from America. At that time, most of the devotees in ISKCON were from America and Canada. Mostly America. Maybe half of all the devotees in the world, or maybe a little more even, or maybe just a little less, were from America. So, this is Srila Prabhupada's arrival just 2 months after that. And Srila Prabhupada's movement was becoming fabulously successful. Hare Krishna, which was unknown outside of India, it had become a household term all over the world. Although, retrospectively, we can see that there were many problems under the surface. The basic mood of the movement was expansive, dynamic, and confident. Srila Prabhupada spoke of how this movement would take over the world, and devotees felt like that. I joined in that atmosphere. I joined, around the time of the Krishna Balaram temple opening. And although ISKCON in England, where I joined, was in a trough, means it was at a low point compared to other places, still that mood that of dynamism that Srila Prabhupada injected, that was still there. The Srila Prabhupada, he was, that opening Krishna Balaram temple was a major success, but it wasn't that Prabhupada was just going to sit back and enjoy being a big Swami or anything like that. He wanted to push the movement on more and more and more. I mean, he really pushed. It didn't just happen by some chance that Prabhupada was against this idea of things happening just by chance. It wasn't just by chance that the Krishna consciousness movement spread so dynamically all over the world. And Srila Prabhupada's leaders were very heavily pushing the rest of the devotees. And leader in those days generally meant a very heavy, pushy person, devotee. And that's the kind of devotees that Prabhupada put in charge. And he pushed them very hard. For instance, he told Gopal Krishna, who was Adhikari at that time, that don't come and see me. Only come and see me when you have a new book in Hindi. Otherwise don't come. Oh, you can only see me every time you bring out a new book in Hindi. So maybe our leaders, maybe they were a bit excessive, and nowadays it's more like, you know, everyone just has to smile and be nice. But in those days it was a heavy push, and it was ecstatic actually. Srila Prabhupada, he, after opening Krishna Balaram temple, he stayed a little more time in India. Then he embarked on a world tour. He went first to Australia, then Fiji, then Hawaii. Then he landed in Los Angeles to begin a tour of mainland USA. Mainland means there's Hawaii, which is also USA, but it means the continental USA. He'd already been in Hawaii, which is USA, but his tour of, continental USA, as distinguished from Hawaii and Puerto Rico. So this was like really his arrival in USA. And many devotees from all over USA had assembled to receive Srila Prabhupada, including many leaders. It was to be a... on this tour, Prabhupada received probably more media coverage than in any other tour. There were big Rath Yatras and big initiation ceremonies, lots of press interviews. Prabhupada created a lot of controversy by telling the women newspaper reporters and TV reporters that women are less intelligent than men and should be submissive to men. There was also a lot of opposition to the movement. And I don't know if Prabhupada knew it. I only knew it recently. But Prabhupada was protected by... There were devotee bodyguards with Prabhupada all the time who were carrying guns. So there was a mood of expectancy in Prabhupada's arrival that the devotees are already fully charged up and Prabhupada's... What's he going to say? Prabhupada, you have to remember, we didn't have the full set of Bhagavatams or Chaitanya Charitamrita at the time. There were a few books and Prabhupada was going on translating them. And as he translated, more and more transcendental information and revelations would come to light. So there was this sense of newness. What new thing is Prabhupada going to reveal to us? And from time to time, Srila Prabhupada would bring out new plans and new ideas for spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. So it was an extremely dynamic period. So Srila Prabhupada arrived in Los Angeles, and this is his arrival address. Devotees are waiting for some... What's Prabhupada's instruction now? The temple room in Los Angeles, which is the most important center of the Krishna consciousness movement. In many ways, at that time, it was the most important center of our movement. Srila Prabhupada himself had designated it as the world headquarters. That was before Mayapur was developed. Preaching in India was going on at the pace of a bullock cart and it was very, very difficult. It was only because Prabhupada was pushing it that was going on. Otherwise, it would have never started. It wouldn't even be any quick. It would have stopped. It would have never started and it would have stopped if it was just left to Prabhupada's disciples. It was he was there pushing it hard all the time. So here are all the devotees expectantly waiting for some revelation from Srila Prabhupada. What will Prabhupada say? So Prabhupada opened his speech by saying, "We have no new discovery. We don't manufacture. This is our process. We simply follow the predecessor's instruction. That's all." I mean, these are points that Prabhupada has made again and again and again, but he's emphasizing them again and again and again. And we can see in the present day maybe why Prabhupada, he spoke such things again and again. Prabhupada continued, "Our movement is very easy because we haven't got to manufacture something. We simply repeat the words and the instruction given by the predecessor. Our movement is very easy," Prabhupada says, "because we just repeat what is given." Very easy to repeat. You don't have to manufacture something. Exactly the words Prabhupada is using. Very simple principle. Which Srila Prabhupada says, this is the key to all success. Just see. Just see. A favorite Prabhupada phrase. Two-word phrase. Prabhupada continued. Krishna instructed Brahma Brahma instructed Narada. Narada instructed Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva instructed Madhvacharya. And in this way, then Madhavendra Puri, Ishwarapuri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the six Goswami, then Srinivasa Acharya, Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaurakishore Das Babaji, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And then we are doing the same thing. So you can see the film of Srila Prabhupada speaking these words. Srila Prabhupada is well aware of the atmosphere and the significance of this, of his coming to America at this time of euphoric, riding a wave of Krishna consciousness. So you can see that, at least this is what I understand, that Srila Prabhupada, he's sitting like this with his head down a little bit and looking with a mood of great humility, realizing that, considering all the previous acharyas coming from Krishna, and Srila Prabhupada in great humility has accepted the role as the representative of all the previous acharyas. But at the same time, Prabhupada is very much aware that he is the representative of the previous acharyas. So he speaks simultaneously with great humility and with tremendous power and authority. He feels great humility in being the representative of so many great personalities. But at the same time, because he knows them, their message is so powerful and that is his duty to represent it, then he represents that message with full force and clarity. And, you can sense the atmosphere that the devotees are, as Prabhupada is saying, the devotees are aware that Prabhupada is the representative of Krishna and of all the previous acharyas, and the whole power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is invested in him. So Prabhupada says, then we are doing the same thing, there is no difference. That is the specific procedure of the Krishna consciousness movement. This is the principle of Guru Shishya. Now, I'm speaking now. This is the principle of Guru Shishya Parampara. That if we see Vyasadeva's teachings, the commentaries of Madhvacharya, the commentaries of Vishwanath Chakravarti, the commentaries of Jiva Goswami, the commentaries of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, they're all the same. And not exactly the same, otherwise there would be no need for separate commentaries. But we get the same message from all of them. Maybe a little adjusted according to the particular time, place, and circumstance that those individual acharyas were preaching in. And some difference may be there according to their own personal relationship with and realizations of Krishna. But this is the principle of Parampara. Just like Prabhupada has given the names here of the prominent acharyas in Parampara. So if you look at their teachings, Brahma, Narad, Vyas, Madhva, and Madhavendra Puri, Ishwara Puri, Chaitanya. If you look at them, what Krishna spoke to Brahma is the same as what Brahma spoke to Narada. It's the same. Take any acharya. Teachings are the same. So you get one acharya after another. Same, 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 same. After so many acharyas, same, 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 same. If someone suddenly thinks, let's do something different, then you know they're bogus. That's it. Now the world has changed so much, so we have to change, change, change. All bogus. So it's very easy to trace where there is Parampara. Repeating what I already read from Prabhupada. Our movement is very easy because we haven't got to manufacture something. We simply repeat the words and the instruction given by the predecessor. That is the specific procedure of the Krishna consciousness movement. So continuing what Prabhupada said, you are singing daily. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Oikya Arna Koriha Mone Asha. Srila Prabhupada didn't give a translation. Obviously he expected his disciples to understand, to know what these words meant. So you are all also expected to know what these words mean. As we sing them daily, you should know what they mean. For the benefit of those of you who may not know, you should know. They mean that the words, I make one with my heart the words from the lotus mouth of the Guru, and in my mind desire nothing else. So, continuing, Srila Prabhupada said, very simple thing. Very simple thing. We are receiving the transcendental knowledge through Guru Parampara succession. So we have to simply take instruction from Guru, and if we execute to our heart and soul, that is success. Prabhupada was empowered by Krishna to encapsulate the essence of the teachings of the Shastras in the most simple language so that everyone can understand it. So I repeat those two lines as they are of momentous import. We are receiving the transcendental knowledge through Guru Parampara succession. That's exactly how Prabhupada said it. Guru Parampara, pause, succession. So we have to simply take instruction from Guru, and if we execute that to our heart and soul, that is success. Prabhupada, he will go on to explain how his success, his own personal success, came from following this principle. And he is communicating to his disciples the same principle. That just as I, Prabhupada, have achieved all success by following my acharyas, so you, my disciples, can achieve all success by following the same acharyas through me, through my following, Prabhupada's following. And Prabhupada says, that is practical. Yeah, practical. Prabhupada himself achieved success by this method, and everyone can. It's not a secret, it's not some esoteric thing that you have to take some secret initiation into. It's not that you have to wait for some acharya to appear in a dream and give you some esoteric instruction. Srila Prabhupada has appeared, not in a dream, directly in front of us and given us all the instructions that we require to be fully Krishna conscious. Srila Prabhupada says, that is practical. Then Srila Prabhupada makes a very surprising statement. Srila Prabhupada said, I have no personal qualification. Now how can you think that Prabhupada has no qualification? He's very clearly the greatest acharya who's appeared in this world, maybe for, I mean, of course, the great acharyas previous to him, but what he did, it's not just that there's some kind of lottery in Golok Vrindavan and someone won the lottery. Okay, you go and do it. It's not like that. Now, sometimes devotees, they say this as out of a kind of attempting to be humble or something like this. I have no qualification. Of course, Srila Prabhupada didn't pretend to be anything. He was completely transparent. But apart from the great humility that Srila Prabhupada is expressing, he's not just saying this as throwing in some emotional statement meant to make everyone cry or something like that. But he's stating a theological principle. Srila Prabhupada said, I have no personal qualification, but I simply try to satisfy my guru. And that, of course, is Prabhupada's qualification. That's all, Prabhupada said. That's all. Just to stress the point. Then Srila Prabhupada goes on to describe how he tried to satisfy his guru. Srila Prabhupada continued. My guru Maharaj asked me that if you get some money, you print books. So there was a private meeting, talking. Some of my important godbrothers also there. You can see that painting done by my godbrother Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhu on the cover, on the box for the Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav set. The end papers. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was sitting in his room in his mat at Radhakunda. Not exactly on the shores of the Radhakunda. And Abhay Charan Aravinda Das, his disciple, was sitting there with his son, with Abhay Charan Aravinda Das's son, one of his sons. The important godbrother present was Ananta Vasudev Paravidya Bhushan. There was a private meeting talking, some of my important godbrothers also there. It was in Radhakunda. So Guru Maharaj was speaking to me that since we have got this Bagh Bazaar marble temple, there's been so many dissensions and everyone thinking who will occupy this room or that room, that room. I wish therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, to sell this temple and the marble, and print some book. Yes, is Prabhupada again speaking. So I took this up from his mouth, that he is very fond of books. And he told me personally, that if you get some money, print books. Therefore, I am stressing on this point. Where is book? Where is book? Where is book? So therefore, because his own guru gave him this instruction to print books, therefore, Srila Prabhupada is saying, therefore, I'm pushing you. The main activities of devotees all over the world, and especially in America at this time, was distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Because Prabhupada had pushed them to do so. So it wasn't something, again, it's not something new that Prabhupada was telling them. Devotees, probably most of the devotees present, were engaged full-time in distributing his books. In those days, the temples were mostly full of devotees, and the great majority, were engaged in full-time book distribution. Whereas nowadays, the temples are mostly empty. In the West, sorry to say. And book distributors, if anyone's distributing books, it's considered full-time book distributors, they're like, it's a rare species. And book distribution is something that some people do sometimes. But Prabhupada himself had very much pushed the book distribution. So Prabhupada's saying, where is book? This is specifically, Prabhupada is asking where is book, because Prabhupada was translating far faster than the devotees could process his words and make them into books. Prabhupada was translating, but the process of transcribing, editing, painting pictures for the books, doing the layout, putting in the Sanskrit word for word and the original Sanskrit, and then getting them printed, it's a big job, and Prabhupada was many, many volumes of books ahead of the BBT who was supposed to print them. So even though so many of Srila Prabhupada's books were already being distributed, Prabhupada wanted more and more of his books published. Therefore, where is book? Then Srila Prabhupada said, so kindly help me. Now Prabhupada clearly is getting help from all the previous acharyas and from Krishna himself. And all the devotees present are fully aware that they are completely dependent on Prabhupada's mercy. Prabhupada is helping them. But Prabhupada says here, kindly help me. So you may think, well, how can we help Prabhupada? Prabhupada is saying, kindly help me. He's asking his disciples to come to the level of acharyas, to come to the level where they can help him. Of course, a disciple should never think that I can help my guru. But in another sense, the disciple should only, his life means to do whatever is required to help the guru. That Prabhupada's guru had given him a huge task, that instruction was received by Prabhupada from his guru, who was speaking on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to preach Krishna consciousness in the English language, which combined with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's expressed desire to preach Krishna consciousness in various countries of the world, Srila Prabhupada took this as a directive that he, Srila Prabhupada, should preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, Priti Vite Ache Jato Nagaradigram Sabhata Pracha Haide Moranam, that my name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, will be preached in every town and village of the world. So Prabhupada says, kindly help me, this is my request. Now if someone who's given you everything, given you life, and he requests very humbly, could you please do something for me? Then should we not be, naturally we will feel very eager to reciprocate with that. Yes, yes, whatever it is. Then Prabhupada immediately comes to the point. Print as many books in as many languages and distribute throughout the whole world. Then Krishna consciousness movement will automatically increase. So that's what Prabhupada said. Prabhupada had many programs. Temples and festivals, Rathiatras, Gurukul, Bhaktivedanta Institute preaching, college preaching, village preaching, prasad distribution, Varnashram community, and he gave tremendous importance to all of them. But quantitatively speaking, if we see what Prabhupada, with program that he stressed most of all to his disciples, was distributing his books. So Prabhupada in these words, he's given his followers plenty of service to do. Print as many books in as many languages and distribute throughout the whole world. Many devotees who are present there on the spot vowed mentally to dedicate their whole life in this service. And there are at least several devotees who still today, in pursuance of that, are still doing that. There's Bhrigupati Prabhu, who's in Los Angeles, and every month he's the number one disciple of Prabhupada in book distribution in the world. Shravas Prabhu, who's the president of ISKCON Los Angeles, and just, he keeps the temple running on in the same way that it always was, with the way Prabhupada set it up, with superb deity worship, big Rathiatra festival, Govinda's restaurant making, distributing lots of prasadam and financially supporting the temple, the prasadam restaurant and the gift shop. Him and his wife, they make millions of dollars from that shop. They don't keep it for themselves. They're grihasthas, they do everything for Krishna. And always pushing from Los Angeles, book distribution. Shravas Prabhu has been temple president in Los Angeles for as long as anyone can remember. And as other temples in America have had their ups and downs, mostly downs, unfortunately, Los Angeles is all, while others are preaching, stop book distribution, don't do book, he's just gone on pushing the book distribution. Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. There are other devotees there in Los Angeles, Suradas, Govinda Datta, who their life is centered around book production, book distribution. Prabhupada continued. Now the educated, learned scholars, they are appreciating our movement by reading books, by taking practical results. Dr. Stilson Judah, he has written one book, perhaps you know, Hare Krishna and the Counterculture. A very nice book about our movement. And he is giving importance. He has admitted that, Swamiji, you have done wonderful thing because you have turned the drug-addicted hippies into devotees of Krishna, and they are prepared for the service of humanity. It's the end of the second paragraph. How do you translate words like counterculture? There's no equivalent in Indian languages. There's no concept of a counterculture. So Prabhupada continues. So this movement is so important. We are giving the best service to the humanity. They are plunged into ignorance. They are all rascals, murha. So we can understand from this that Prabhupada, well, you know, obviously a very powerful figure who controls, I mean, it's very strongly, very strong with some of his disciples. But he's not motivated like some Napoleon or some politician might be motivated to control and be powerful. Being an acharya, pure devotee of Krishna. He is an acharya, pure devotee of Krishna. And he is a representative of the acharya. It's not that he's just trying to increase the Krishna conscious movement in a competition to the Baptists or the Muslims or the Sai Babas or something like that. It's not like that. It's not that we're pushing some kind of movement just to show our movement is the top, we're the best. It's not like that at all. Srila Prabhupada sees that everyone is suffering because they are not Krishna conscious and therefore they need to be enlightened about Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada stressed this so much. It's not that other programs are not important. All the other programs must go on. But there's no doubt that Srila Prabhupada stressed the distribution of his books. So Srila Prabhupada, he uses the word murha. And he continues to explain, it is not our manufactured word. Krishna says, Namam dushkritino murha prapadyante naradhamaha. So, we have this test tube. Test tube. You can read in English and Tamil. We have this test tube. If you see, you can read one at a time, one at a time in English. You have it there? I have to go to that. Yeah. Okay, go on reading and translating. That's the main points I wanted to speak on.
So we have this test tube. If you see one has no information of Krishna, then he is Buddha. We have not got to study more. Whether he is Krishna conscious, whether he has got any portion of his heart attracted, attached to Krishna. Krishna means attraction. So whether he has been attracted by Krishna, that is our natural position, to become attracted by Krishna. Krishna means all attractive. Just like the magnetic stone attracts the iron, it is natural. And if the iron is covered with the dirt, then it does not become attractive. So this is the test to make people are prepared for being attracted by Krishna. This is Krishna conscious woman. They are by nature Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. It is not unnatural. Otherwise, how you European American, you are so much attracted to Krishna. If Krishna is artificial and Krishna consciousness is artificial something, so how you should be attracted? That they are suppressed. They are attracted because of attraction.
there.
Just like the young man and young woman, the attraction is already there, nityasita, it is natural. And when they come here, talk a little confidentially, then attraction increases, not that an artificial attraction. Similarly, our attraction for Krishna is already there. That is the Vrindavan picture. Vrindavan, everything is attracted with Krishna. That is Vrindavan. The animals, the trees, the flowers, the land, the flower boys, the elderly covered plants, Nandamara, the brothers, all are attracted to Krishna. This is Vrindavan. The Yamuna water, everything, fruits, flowers, everything, that is Vrindavan. So Krishna is the center of attraction. You might have read that when Brahma stole all Krishna's associates, so he created himself again, all of them. And everyone was feeling more attracted by Krishna. So this is natural. So this is natural. This is not unnatural. Our position is, natural position is to be attracted by Krishna. If we do not become attracted by Krishna, that is unnatural. And to become attracted by Krishna, that is not unnatural. That is natural. So we want to revive our original position, uncovered position. Now we are covered by dust, by dirt, by corroding materials. So we have to cleanse this. Therefore, the bhakti process is sarvodpadinam muktam. I am thinking I am Indian. You are thinking you are American. This is a dirty thing covered in the spirit soul. So we have to cleanse this. Rishikesh, Rishikesh, sarvodpadinam muktam tatkaratmanirpanam. Nirmala means cleansed. When we become cleansed of all dirty things, of material modes of nature, then we are required to serve Krishna. That is wanted. We do not want to become zero, Sunyavadi. No. We become cleansed, and as soon as we become cleansed, with clean cleansers, when we serve Krishna, that is perfection. Rishikesh Rishikesh Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. So this process, the Shravana Kirtan, this is the process of cleansing. So more you chant, more you hear, the more you become cleansed, more you become Krishna conscious. Just prolong this process and be happy.
So Srila Prabhupada summarizes his speech by emphasizing, or ends his speech by emphasizing the importance of Shravanam Kirtanam. So it's very suitable for beginning our Shravanam Kirtanam camp. In this lecture, Srila Prabhupada speaks about the principle of Guru Shishya Parampara. He speaks of it as a practical process. The Guru Shishya Parampara exists on the principle of Shravanam Kirtanam. Krishna is the first Kirtaniya, Kirtankari. Krishna speaks to Brahma. Brahma hears and in this way performs Shravan. And then Brahma speaks, he performs Kirtan. And Narada hears. And in this way, disciple hears from the Guru and then in course of time speaks to his disciple. And in this way, by Shravan Kirtan, the whole Parampara continues. And Srila Prabhupada, he speaks of practical service to the Guru, book production, book distribution. Then he starts talking about Krishna in Vrindavan. And the two are absolutely linked. That's the point that Prabhupada's making. If we follow to our heart and soul, taking the order of the Guru, that is our success. Everything will come. We don't have to take some esoteric initiation. We already have the esoteric initiation. But the esoteria is revealed by the practice on this exoteric plane, this worldly plane, of preaching Krishna consciousness. Service to Krishna in this world to materialistic persons appears to be an activity of this world. But to people of spiritual vision, they can understand that this service to Krishna executed on this plane, it's only apparently executed on this plane, it's directly linked with or it's actually performed on the internal or spiritual plane. But people who do not have proper understanding of Krishna and his potencies, they cannot appreciate this. The Mayavadis think that everything is one and there's no internal or external, everything's just all one. So they cannot appreciate how devotional service to Krishna is actually executed on the internal spiritual platform beyond the modes of material nature. Mangcha yogi abhicharena bhakti yogi nasivati sagunan samatityayitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who, after speaking about the modes of material nature, Krishna says that one who acts in this world in unflinching devotional service, even though in this world he crosses beyond the modes of material nature. Krishna says, bhakti yogena sevate, emphasizing that service to Krishna performed in this world, which is fully motivated by service to Krishna, that automatically takes one beyond the modes of material nature, even though it's within this world. Now the Mayavadis, they don't have proper knowledge of Krishna and his energies, and therefore they do not understand how activities in this world performed to Krishna are fully spiritual. The Prakriti Sahajiyas also, due to not understanding Krishna and his energies, they also take devotional service performed in this world to be mundane. They do not understand how service to Krishna within this world, for instance by distributing Bhagavad Gita as it is an activity fully pleasing to Krishna. They think that unless they live at Radha Kund and have dreams of gopis and maybe put on some ankle bells and imitate gopis, that then that's not Krishna Bhakti. They cannot see how Krishna's desire is manifested in this world. So they differentiate between Krishna's activities in Vrindavan and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. And they think that these activities of preaching Krishna consciousness, they're somehow, because they're within the world, they're mundane, or they're not fully spiritual. But Srila Prabhupada states here that by this method of executing the order of the previous acharyas, that Prabhupada saying this sitting in America, not in Radha Kund, that by doing this, you will achieve all perfection, you will achieve Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada quotes the instruction given by his guru to him at Radha Kund. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did not say to Prabhupada, you sit here and do bhajan. He told him to print books. Prabhupada took that to print books. He understood that to mean to print books in as many languages and distribute them all over the world. So this is service to the acharyas at Radha Kund. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, actually, I feel my gurus there at Radha Kund. I will stay at a little distance and come and serve them. This is the mood of being the servant of the servant of the servant. So we can understand that when we're distributing these books, we should understand that we are serving the acharyas who are situated in Vrindavan, in the service of Krishna. Those acharyas, they come out of Vrindavan, at least apparently, they move within the world to bring people to the consciousness to bring people to the process of Shravanam Kirtanam, by which they can develop the consciousness by which they'll become qualified to enter Vrindavan. So by this book distribution and hearing and chanting about Krishna and by all other services executed in consciousness of the desires of the acharyas, we will please them and we will thus become qualified by their mercy to enter into Vrindavan. not only is it not necessary to seek some special esoteric process that makes us feel that we're better than others, but it's a misunderstanding to think that we have to. And Srila Prabhupada has, we can see from this speech that he's very clearly saying, this is our process of all perfection. Not only this time, many times he said this. Hare Krishna. Is there any question about this, please? Yeah, please say it. Who are Prakriti Sahajiyas? Yeah, I guess we... You have to go to kindergarten. Transcendental kindergarten. I'm saying this word presuming that everyone knows what it means. Madhavananda, can you explain what is the meaning of Prakriti Sahajiya?
Madhavananda, Prakriti Sahajiya means what you have to say.
Say it in the mic. Translate what he said.
Without spiritual advancement, to act as if they are great devotees. Without real spiritual advancement. Such verses are not necessary.
Any other suggestions? Deen Dayal, you explain. Now you're Brahmin initiated, so you should be able to explain all these things.
Acting as if they are advanced Krishna consciousness, attaches, artificial.
Yes, sahaj means easy or natural. So, sahajya means one who thinks that Krishna consciousness is so easy and so natural that you just have to feel yourself to be Krishna conscious without following all the processes, the rules and regulations, which is actually true for the devotees who are on the fully advanced platform. But one who is not on the platform of spontaneous love for Krishna and simply imitates that and doesn't follow the rules and regulations of devotional service simply creates a disturbance to the progressive path of sadhana bhakti and bhava bhakti. And sadhana bhakti which literally leads to bhava bhakti and prema bhakti. Any other questions? Need the mic. Can you ask in Tamil?
Hare Krishna.
Say it in Tamil and then in English. Or if you could, you say it first in English if you like and then in Tamil.
My question is, we see that Srila Prabhupada empowered people who had some qualification. They were strong-minded, they had... I was reading now about Tamal Krishna Goswami. By nature, he was in the school, he was a leader. They were heavy guys. So Srila Prabhupada has chosen such a type of people. So thus, to be empowered in Krishna consciousness, thus have material qualification as any...
Can you say it in Tamil?
I can say that.
Okay, you say it. As I understand it, we turned out the lottery, that Krishna didn't make a lottery and send Prabhupada just by chance. So, also... it's not just by chance that prominent leaders like Tamal Krishna Maharaj came and served Prabhupada. As Srila Prabhupada himself stated several times, that certain devotees in the Western world, they were sent by Krishna to help Prabhupada in his mission. And notwithstanding the well-documented and highly publicized apparent discrepancies of several of Prabhupada's leaders, there's no doubt that, well, Prabhupada, he did make them leaders, and they did do a lot of tremendous service, which others who are not capable except criticizing others, they were not able to do. So if you see now Brahmananda, Gargamuni, Ketanananda, they may not seem like very impressive. They seem like, you know, some old men just waiting to die. But Krishna placed them where Prabhupada came, and they came and they did service to Prabhupada's mission, by which we are all here today. So definitely they're not just some ordinary people. They were, they must have performed some important devotional service in previous lives also. Alright, we'll finish there for now. Thank you again to all those who have come. And please tolerate the inevitable inconveniences of these kind of gatherings. Some of them are quite unpredictable. Just like just 3 days ago, the owners of this Kalyan Mandapam gave us information that tomorrow they want to have a festival here all day, so that means we'll have to move up to another hall while they have something going on down here. And I guess the noise of the construction in the adjoining plot wasn't factored in also. Anyway, Krishna willing, we shall go on with Shravan and Kirtan. We won't wait for utopia to manifest. So now it's time for prasadam. I said that Madhavananda Prabhu could lead Kirtan at 10 o'clock. Well, it's already 10 o'clock. So, what time should we make it then? 10:45? And I may begin the next lecture at 11:15. And everyone try to be awake! I know many of you are not used to rising so early and came on the overnight buses, trains or whatever. But the first condition for Shravan and Kirtan is they have to be awake. Anyway, if I see devotees are too sleepy, we can always switch over to Kirtan.